예수 레뎀토르 옴니움 구엠 루시스 안토리님 파렘 파테르네 글로리에 파테르 수프레모스 에리리.
24th December 2020, a meditation for Christmas, the gift of God's love. The promise is fulfilled, it has come true. God becomes visible to us. Jesus' favorite disciple will later say, "The Word became flesh, he lived among us. And we saw his glory, the glory that he has from the Father as only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth."
Tu lumine splendor patris, tuus pes perennis omnium, intende quas fondum prece.
Mementorum conditor nostri quod olim corporis sacrata palvo virginis nascendo formam sum seri.
What grace God offers us with the coming of his Son. What dignity he bestows on his creatures, so that he himself takes on our form and becomes truly human. How much he must love us. How much he wants us to love him, so that he can give us gifts. Indeed, from his fullness we have all of us received, one gift replacing another, it is said in John 1:16. And we are children of God. So it is written in John 1:12-13, "But those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believed in his name, who were born not from human stock or human desire or human will, but from God himself."
Tessa turo presens dies, currens peranit circulum, quod solus es in patris, mundi salus
castrate luce equora, uncomne quod zelosum est, salutis auctorem nove, novo salutat cantico.
What power does a child of God have? It is the power of love. With it we penetrate the heart of God, and it penetrates our heart. It is love who transforms us. Love gives us the true beauty. Love gives the final splendor to everything. Love never stops. So it's written in 1 Corinthians 13, 1-8. Though I command languages, both human and angelic, if we speak without love, I am no more than a gong booming or a cymbal clashing. And though I have the power of prophecy to penetrate all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all the faith necessary to move mountains, if I am without love, I am nothing. though I should give away to the poor all that I possess, and even give my body to be burned. And I'm without love. It will do me no good whatever. Love is always patient and kind. Love is never jealous. Love is not boastful or conceited. It is never rude and never seeks its own advantage. It does not take offense or store up grievance. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but finds its joy in the truth. It is always ready to make allowances, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. Love never comes to an end, but if there are prophecies, they will be done away with. If tongues, they will fall silent, and if knowledge, it will be done away with.
Et nos peata quos acri rigavit unde sanguinis natalis obtiem tui omnitributum solvimus.
Iesu tibi sit gloria, qui natus est de Virgine, cum Patre et Almo Spiritu, in sempiterna secula.
Christmas is the gift of God's love. How can Heavenly Father tell us more clearly? The coming of Jesus is God's great declaration of love to us human beings. We of the spiritual family Abba Dei want to respond to His infinite love with songs this night and declare our love to the Lord. So we invite you all to the Christmas concert at midnight European time. Tell other people, the angels will be there too. They love it when the Lord is praised. After all, it was they who brought the good news to the shepherds. Let's listen again in Luke 2:8-14. In the countryside close by there were shepherds out in the fields keeping guard over their sheep during the watches of the night. An angel of the Lord stood over them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Look, I bring you news of great joy, a joy to be shared by the whole people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And here is a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And all at once with the angel there was a great throng of the hosts of heaven, praising God with the words, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace for those He favors." So, until later, dear brothers and sisters, let us unite in praise to God.
Glory.